Len, you came down here as an evacuee from Liverpool during the war. Tell me, what are your memories of that and how you came about to work in the forestry?
Story about that is, after the war, 1946, I went back to Liverpool.
Having been in
Having
Llanddewi?
been in Llanddewi for since 1940,
As an
as
evacuee?
an evacuee. Right, from there I went back to Liverpool, got a small job, piano tuners and cleaners helping out, you know.
Yeah.
But I was only waiting for the date that I could go into the army. So I went into the Irish Guards.
Was this as a national service then?
No, voluntary.
All right.
I was in the Guards for 12 years, 7 and 5, you know, 5 and 7 reserve.
Right.
And I met my wife in London when I was in Chelsea Barracks.
All right.
Yeah, so talking back now about the forestry, it was, I come down on holiday
from Liverpool.
From Liverpool to see the parents, my foster parents then.
Right.
And they said, "Why don't you come and move down here?" So kind of thing. I said, "I'd love to." So he said, "Well, there's a little cottage on the top." He says, "Won't see this bloke, and they'll give you accommodation." I said, "Right." So we did. After I'd finished my army service in 1958.
So how old roughly would you have been then, Len?
17 and a half when I went in.
Right.
To the day.
When you went into the army?
On the 8th of July, yeah.
And when you came out? How many years later?
I came out 7 years later.
Right.
After being in Germany.
Right.
Tripoli. Germany, Tripoli. Ofaid in Egypt.
Right.
And I met even some of the boys that I was in school with out in Egypt.
Good grief. So it was a bit of a change for you to come from Liverpool and all these places you visited to Llanddewi.
We never even seen a sheep, happy. See cows in the field, we say, "Oh, it's a pig," they're like.
Anyway, you came back to Llanddewi.
With a bit of luck, I met Ayo Evans in Llanddewi and asked him for a job, and he said, "Yes, start on Monday morning."
Ayo being the forester?
And he was the forester, and he took me on. And we were best of friends for a long time, Ayo and I.
So what year would that have been, do you think?
1961. January 1961, because I was having my birthday on the day I started work in the forestry.
Right.
Yeah.
So, do you remember your first day? How did you get to work?
I walked down from the top where I was living in Plinhillock. I walked down to the square and cut the lorry, and all the boys were there waiting, you know. Then we'd be taken out into the forest and start doing whatever work we had to do, such as fencing, turfing, planting.
What do you mean by turfing?
Turfing is cutting squares out, turning them over,
yes,
and planting a tree into it.
All right.
Because while the ferns and things like that are growing, they're growing faster than the tree.
Right.
And they just collapse on the tree, so we had to
turn the turf upside down?
Yeah. So there's no weeds or anything going up the turf, around the 18 inches.
Right.
Because some of the plants were pretty small.
Yes.
But as they grew, you know, they went rapidly, very quick.
So what was the routine then, the daily routine?
The routine was you'd be allotted a place, you'd to do so many. If we were planting, we'd have to plant so many trees a day.
Right.
And by the end of the week, they'd be mounted up, and if you had a little extra, you'd get a bit of a bonus.
Right.
Piecework kind of thing.
Yeah.
But there wasn't a lot of piecework going.
There wasn't?
No, not a lot. It was more or less basic wage, £8, 10 shillings.
Right.
We had a lot of that places. You'd say, "That's your plot, that's your plot, that's your plot."
Planted.
And we'd be away. We'd breakfast about 9:30, a cup of tea and sandwich or something. Then we'd get up, carry on to the work until midday. Then when we'd have dinner, we'd all congregate in a certain part of the plots that we were doing.
And lunch, of course, was in a lunchbox.
Oh, in a lunchbox, yes. Cheese and tomato, or hard-boiled eggs and bread and butter or whatever.
Yeah.
Each boy varied, you know, they all wanted to swap sandwiches and things like that.
Can you remember what tools you used?
Yes, the tools I used, we picked shovels, everything. We had a big turf and iron, which is getting under the turf. We mark them out with a tool called an ace.
Right.
It was shaped like that, but...
diamond shaped, or
a big one, you know.
Yeah.
And we'd run up the ground, mark it out, then come down the other side and mark it into squares and tip that over and place them out 5 foot six length between each one.
That's the small trees then?
Yeah, ready for the small trees. With the turf that we turn over, you know, we'd cut it all this out, mark it.
Yeah.
Then you push the turf in iron underneath, like Coddy Mound.
Coddy Mound, yeah.
Coddy Mound. Coddy Mound. And in person go with to have friend us.
Because most of the mountain would have been peat, I suppose, would it?
Well, yes, most mainly.
Were you involved in draining at all then?
Yes, draining.
Was that manually or by machines?
Oh, manually. When I first started.
Right.
Then the automation started, and then the big boys, tractors and big ploughs, draining right through. But we still have to follow them and clear the bottoms.
All right. So what tool did you use for draining?
For draining, shovels, drags. Drag was a fork.
Right.
Pull it out. And somebody being there with a shovel, making it short, clean and level. The water was running off in the bottom.
Right.
Yeah. It was pretty hard work.
And
they're all weather.
You said you worked in a gang. How many people would be from the village here in the meeting?
Oh, it would be about 7, 10. I think we were 19 at one time.
Leaving the village here,
going
up the mountain.
Up to Tregaron.
Right.
That's where I started, in Tregaron, Cumberin.
Right. So you were involved in planting all of Cumberin then?
Oh, yeah, I was involved with it.
Right.
It was hard going, all weather. But, you know, if you wanted your wages, you've got to be there. Got to turn up.
Were you saying you worked in all weathers. Were you supplied with clothes?
Yes. After about the first 6, 7 years, then we started getting wet weather clothing. Because if it did rain while we were out working, it was all back to the shed.
Yes.
Back to the lorry. And we'd be inside somewhere, house, farmhouse, or barn.
Yeah.
And we'd be making fencing posts.
Right. These are the farms that were taken over by the forest?
By the forest, yeah. And there'd be an old big place, barn, where there's a bit of shelter. And we'd have axes, saws, everything, making the fencing posts.
And what were these fencing posts used to sell, or were they used by the forestry?
By the forestry. They were all oak, solid oak tree stakes.
And this is to mark off the forestry area then?
Yeah. Eventually, when, you know, as time goes on, I went onto the saw bench thing.
All right.
And I had the Land Rover and big mechanical saw bench, making stakes out in the forest.
So this would be like a mobile saw then, would it?
Big mobile, 36 inch blade. You know, bad job was.
Oh, you lost a finger?
I lost a finger in 1979. January the 24th, 1979.
Tell me all about that then. Were you rushed to hospital?
No, it was bad weather. The weather was really bad out. Been freezing hard. And the ganger came and said that he wanted to try the blade out. He'd been sharpening the blade and just... He was a senior to me, he was a ganger.
Yeah.
So I had to do what he said, more or less.
Yeah.
So we got this plank and started to saw the plank and started sticking, you know, and knew because the ice and thing slipping on the feet. We started to look for it. I had my hand on the bench, looking underneath, see what was wrong, why the belts were in. The belts were turning. But the saw blade wasn't.
Right.
And all of a sudden, off it went.
Was it painful?
There was a big piece of ice stuck down the side of the blade.
Ah.
And as the blade was getting hot, melted the ice, and off it went. A piece of my glove, caught the glove and pulled me on it. That's how, right across there.
So your hand was in the wrong place at the wrong time?
Fine.
Were there any consequences? Did you get compensation?
No. Never got a penny.
Did you try?
Yes. I tried through the union. And I only had an envelope at the time, an old brown envelope. Took it off, made it into a square kind of thing, and wrote out and asked the ganger to sign it. To say that it was not my fault that I was on that machine, I'd already refused. And he signed it. 3 weeks later, he died.
Ah.
The union must have got no word of this and said that they lost the paper. I didn't make a copy of it. So they said there was no case.
So let's recap on that then. What you're saying is that it wasn't your fault that the ganger or the foreman signed to that effect on the piece of paper that you...
Well, I don't know.
And the union were unable to take up your case because they lost the paper.
They said they'd lost the paper.
Right. But you carried on working the forestry
for some... Yes, I went to work. And after that, I was on the bench for several years after.
And no problem after that?
Oh, no. No, nothing against anybody in the forestry, which is my own fault. For not refusing it, for not going on it, you know.
Yeah, you should have stuck to your...
I should have stuck to my guns, which I was supposed to.
Yeah.
I was not supposed to go on that machine, or the ganger, or anybody else come to that.
Because the ganger didn't use the machine himself, did he?
Oh, yes, he'd done a course with me.
Right.
On the bench, down beneath.
Right. So you had done a course to qualify... You to use this?
To use the machine, yeah.
Right.
They said there was no case for answer because I didn't obey the rules going out in bad weather like that. But that was one of them things, you know.
But you don't hold anything against anybody?
Nope.
You don't seem to
anything? No, whatsoever.
Len, as you said earlier, you came down here from Liverpool to Llandewi, having travelled the world. And you started in the forestry. Most of the boys were Welsh-speaking, yes?
All Welsh-speaking.
All Welsh, apart from yourself?
I did speak a little Welsh.
Right.
Or
amser o ti yn yr ysgol Llandewi?
Amser yn yr ysgol Llandewi. Pan es i'n ôl i Liverpool, siarad ys i'n gair, da neb ti Cymraeg, dim ond.
Ie.
Ond Saesneg i gyd.
Ie.
Ond unwaith es i'n ôl i the forestry, because our boys, we really got a Cymraeg nôl i gyd.
Right.
Cymraeg, hwn yn siarad â fi.
Beth oedd agwedd y boys o ti gweithio gyda ato ti oherwydd o ti wedi symud mewn i'r pentre?
Dim problem.
Dim problem
y boys o gwbl. Ond o'n i gyd yn iawn.
Pawb yn tynnu rei gilydd?
Good gang. Good gang i gyd. Trwy'r amser fi ys i dan nhw, 27 years.
Right.
Enjoy ys i gweithio â boys na.
Right. A tipyn o hwyl a tynnu coes?
O, lot tynnu. O, dda hwnnw'n mynd tynnu coes ar gilydd a gael gwrdd laff am bethau hymod. A sy'n nadoli, o'n i'n mas i gyd yn gael parti fach. Nid, enjoyo.
Swt oedd hynny'n digwydd? O'ch chi'n benning gynnar ar beth?
Wel, am y llwaith.
Ar y quiet?
O, dyn i fod i benni de.
Right.
Ond o'n i gwrdd wedi'n ar ôl, beth chi'n galw, mynd lawr a cael cwbod y drink bach.
I ble o'ch chi'n mynd wedyn?
Lawr i Talbot fwyia. Neu lawr i Bontefendigaid, ar y Black and Red Lion fyna.
O John Jones wrth gwrs yn carw hwnnw?
John Jones, oedd e'n ganger yn ei dal.
Ie.
Dim ganger, oedd
Forrester. Aye. So, oedd hwnna'n digwydd beth, y diwrnod ola cyndolig neu rhywbeth?
Ie, John Jones, domiwn amser yn bwrw glaw. Domiwn i'r shed dan ni, a dachrau gweud storiau dy byddu Palestine. Amser oedd yn Palestine.
Ie.
A fe si mas yna. A fe si werthu ar ei bennau mach.
Ie.
O'n i gael lot o sport o gwrs yn dweud. Ond o John yn really roi arno.
O, rhaid.
Rwy'n gwrdd carreg ag o fe.
Are they already brought in a Palestine policeman? There we go.
Oh, yeah.
So, faint ohonoch chi oedd yn cwrdd i'r parti mawr ein de?
O, rhan fwy o gyd. Gwyd bod gwrn i 15-16 yn y gang amser am chreu oedd y parti's pan dy fe, a lot wedi mynd. Lot o boys yn mynd i goleg a pethau fel yn y university. Ond, o'n i'n gwyn i'n gwyb, o'n i'n 12 yn dy fe.
Oedd bwyd yn ei fol neu jyst paints?
No, cwbl o paints na gyd.
Yeah.
Dwi'n enjoyio ag ar storiau to John.
Yeah.
John Jones. Really good.
So Red Lion yn bod yn mynd i gyd a Talbot yn trwy aron, ie?
Yeah?
A beth yw amser te? Ble o'ch chi'n cael eich te a'ch cyn i o?
Mas, yma ni. Ble o'n i'n gwyto? O'n i'n mynd â bag da ni.
Right.
Bag bwyd, satsio da.
Right.
Sandwiches mewn o'r flasgo de, flasgo swp am na gei
arall. Yeah. O'ch chi'n cwrdd o'ch gilydd i'n i gael y te ar cyn i o'ma?
O'n os gallwn ni yn dweud. Os yw'n dystan neu bwrw glaw, o'n i'n hedw lawr am y shed.
Right.
O shed yma, mae allwn yn gallu symud y shed. O man i man.
O, o. A beth oedd y pwynt siarad fwyaf? Amser y te, politics neu sport neu beth oedd?
Beth, chymwyd, soccer, neu rugby, neu beth oedd wedi bod mlaen.
Ar weekend cyn ni?
Bob un neu subjects.
Ia. Ffitest i mewn i'r pentre?
Mylboi.
A ers faint ti'n byw yn Llanddewi erbyn hyn?
Wel, rhan fwy o yn bywyd.
Ia.
O'n 1960 i nawr, cyn ni o 1940.
I 47?
I 46, 47. Ys i o'n ma, jyst cyn yr eira mawr, 1947.
O do? So wyles ti mor eira mawr ar y mynydd?
Na, ddim yn un. A rhai boes ar y gwrs yn yr eira mawr i chymryd.
Do.
Boes ffordd i, a mi cyddi I.O. oedd fo un o'n.
Do.
I.O. Evans a Bryn.
Ia. Yeah.
Bryn o... Ble o'r byw? Lawr bwys y dam yna.
A bwys Randy'r Mwyn?
Ie, yeah, Randy'r Mwyn.
Do, do, wedi clywed y stori am ti I.O. mynd ar y gwrs?
Do, do. Fe a'r Bryn. Gwles i ni.
Len, you spent 27 years in the forestry, miles from Liverpool. Can you describe to me how you feel about it now that you've been retired? What it meant to you?
Well, it meant work. It meant that I could raise a family and have a regular wage every week.
Yeah.
Hail, rain or snow, the money was through.
Wasn't big money,
it wasn't big,
but it was sufficient.
But it was sufficient just to get by. So eventually the wife went to work. She was in nursing together. Then she went into the factory in Portlanio, and Portlanio went bust.
Yeah.
Like everything else has gone most of the time. But then, as regards to the forestry, the boys were all great. Everyone on I worked with. Can't fault a thing, everything. Brilliant.
And is it true to say that you found work in a place where you wanted to live?
Exactly. This is where I wanted to be. When I come on leave, from when I was in the army, I come in down here, the other way, I wasn't going to Liverpool. And I done that through my army, what you call it, and they give you a paper to go on the train, whatever you want to do.
You always came back here?
I came back here.
So was that the main thing to you then? That
well,
you
the people who looked after me during the war,
yeah,
they saved our lives.
Right.
I mean, I could have probably been killed if I stayed in Liverpool. And the bombs, Marami, coming down. We were there and we were pretty heavy.
Right.
That's why we come out. But at the same time, them people were very good to us. There's right. People at Llanddewi are talking about now.
Right.
Brilliant. What happened in other places, Aberystwyth and Tregaron, I couldn't say.
But the people at Llanddewi.
People at Llanddewi looked after me, and I do appreciate that. And that's why I come back here.
Muriel, you now live with Len, having lived your own life, and Len's wife has parted company with us. But I understand you also came down to this area as an evacuee. Tell me about that.
Yes, I came in February 1941, and we travelled on the train. We were 8 hours, weren't we? And they took us from Aberystwyth round to Tregaron on the train.
Yes.
And I spent the night with other children in the hall in Tregaron.
Yes.
But Len came straight here, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you actually know Len at that time?
I wasn't in touch with him then, no.
But you were from the same area in Liverpool?
Yeah. Well, I was in a house called Bron Éireann with Mrs. Davis, Sarah Jane Davis, and her husband, Ivan Daniel Davis, and they were lovely.
Where is that?
It's Llangeitho, 2 miles the other side of Llangeitho, isn't it? And a beautiful house, 3-storey house, lovely, and the farm, you know.
Yeah.
I was happy.
We've passed on now.
Right.
So
how long were you there for, Muir?
About 3 years.
Right.
And
what? When did you? Where did you go back to Liverpool after that?
Yes, but I used to come to Llandewi and see Len.
All right.
While I was staying with Mrs. Davis, because her sister had a family, because there were no children in Bron Éireann, and her sister lived in the bungalow up the road, and she had about 5 or 6 children, didn't she?
Yeah.
And I used to go and stay with them in school holidays. I had a lovely time, you know, it's Christmas time. No toys, just the snow, and it was lovely.
So that's when you got to know Len, when you were kids then?
Yes.
Yeah, but I wouldn't look at him, would I?
No, not me.
he used to be like that over the fence. He'd be in the field and I was in the playing with the kids, and I used to go, you know, I was a bit not nice.
So after your 3 years as an evacuee in Llangeitho, what happened to you then? Did you go back to Liverpool?
I went back to Liverpool, and you know, I was with my parents and my sister and brother, and my mother died, and I got married soon after that.
Right.
And I had 3 boys.
Right.
And there was a woman used to come. She used to visit every year. She still does. Bit of a pain. Mm-hmm.
Visit you here?
Yeah, she comes here to see us.
Visit Len over the years. And she came to my house in Liverpool and told me about Len. And I rang him. She told me about Len's wife. And I rang him. I wrote him a letter, didn't I? To, you know, a sympathetic letter. And anyway, I got a phone call. And Len said, "You're on your own. And I'm on my own. Why don't you come and stay here?" But I don't think he meant to stay for good, did you?
No.
But I went back a couple of times, and then I didn't want to stay anymore. I came here. That was in 1995.
So you came down in 1941 to Llangeitho.
Mm.
You briefly met Len.
Mm. I used
as
to
a
see
child?
Him. Yeah, I used to see him, yeah.
In Llandewi?
Yeah.
You lived your adult life, or most of your adult life, back in Liverpool.
Yes. Yeah.
And then circumstances brought you together, and you're now living together happily in Llandewi.
Yeah, we are happy.